This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Over here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Vitone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. Would you listen to it right now?
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue respect, gonna miracle come true. When I killed a baby, I was going crazy till the miracle came through.
Oh, hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I am so excited to introduce this amazing gentleman. And there's a story behind his call-in today, and I'll get to that shortly. Kent, are you on the air?
I am. Good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to have you on 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat, right here in Clearwater, Tampa. And what I want to tell everybody, my son that passed away, he was 34 last July 5th, and he's been trying to get me to get you on the show. And the ironic thing is how God works in mysterious ways is you had called me about 6 o'clock our time here, and you said, Dawn, I'm trying to get a hold of Nick, Eric, Rick. And I said, well, you know, Nicholas passed away. And your timing is impeccable. And I said, that was a Nick wink and God wink that you had called me that day. And I want to tell you, you just made my day. And you have this whole half hour with me. And I want to talk about your life and your miracle story that you said you died and you went to heaven and God talked to you. So, Kent, tell us a little bit about yourself and your miracle story.
Well, I've had an amazing life, and I praise God and Lord Jesus the Christ for all the blessings I have. I was born December 10th, 1953, in Hartford, Connecticut, and I actually have a twin brother, believe it or not.
Wow, wow.
And his name is Keith, K-E-E-F-E, not O'Keefe, but Keith, K-E-E-F-E, and we are very close, and he lives in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, so you can come and visit him sometime and come to the station.
Oh, I shall. I look forward to seeing you.
I haven't
seen you probably in 15 years, I don't think.
I know. It's been a long time, Kent, a very long. Now, I remember you were my ex-husband's boss, somebody said, my family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he worked for me, believe it or not.
I did not know that until Eric told me that.
For
I was like,
years.
Interesting. And
yes, and gosh, we have so much to talk about today, but I got to tell you, I looked you up on the internet. You are gorgeous.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Well, I turned 62 the other day, Kent, and on my birthday cake that was so delicious from Publix, you know, the chocolate double fudge, you know, treat yourself day, I took my candles after they sang happy birthday to me, and I turned them around to 26. So it said 62
oh my God,
on my
I'm
cake. I turned it around. I'm 26.
Well, I'll be 69 December 10th, believe it or not.
But then you don't want to turn your candles around because then you'll be 95.
Yeah, right. And one of the great things is I weigh in the 170s now. I've lost about 45 pounds since you saw me.
Oh, my gosh. What's your secret?
High school. Well, I had three stomach operations, and I lost my appetite.
That would do it.
It turned out to be a blessing.
Wow.
And, I was thinking about interesting things that I could share with you.
Yes.
In 1977, I was in San Francisco at the Wharf, and I was doing stand-up comedy.
You did stand-up comedy?
Oh, yeah. There was about 300 people in the audience.
Oh, you know, okay. Wait, I have to stop you for a second. You know, my ex-husband, Patrick, that you know, that he worked for you. And, you know, when I divorced him, the word divorce, I went to therapy. And that didn't work because the guy was afraid of him. He thought he was like mafia man and he shut his doors. So I went to Pauly Shore's sister for comedy school. And then I talked about Pat on stage.
Well, that's incredible.
I did not know you did stand-up. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I used to do the Playboy Club here in Phoenix.
In the 70s.
And so anyway, I'm at the Wharf in San Francisco, and I'm doing comedy. This guy jumps up on stage and challenges me to one-on-one liners.
Ooh.
I said, let's get it on. So we chop each other down for about 10 minutes, and he goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you beat me. No one's ever beat me. I get over here, and I said, introduce yourself. I said, what's your name? He goes, my name's Robin Williams.
Wow. Oh, Kent, I had no idea that it's so exciting. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
you know, question, we were talking the other day, and you said you have a lot of spiritual leaders around the world. Can you kind of, you know, interact on that, what you meant, like you were talking about really for More can. Miracle Stories?
Yes, I'm a minister at the Logos Center, L-O-G-O-S. Center in Scottsdale.
Okay.
And logos is an ancient Greek word which means the word of God.
Mm.
And I went to seminary in 1977, and Ann Purrier is the senior minister, and she wrote a book called Stephen Lives. Her son committed suicide, and she still communicates with him.
Wow.
And, so her book is Stephen Lives, and her husband, Herb Purrier, very famous man, he wrote a book called Why Jesus Taught Reincarnation.
Mm.
And I found that to be quite fascinating.
Hmm.
And also, I'm a follower of Paramahansa Yogananda,
mm-hmm.
and Self-Realization Fellowship. And I did 1 year study. I had to study every day for 365 days. But I did it, and I made it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, crazy stuff. And you know what's interesting? In the 1950s, the Bush family, the political family, they used to have dinner at our house in Hartford.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And my dad introduced me to, what was his name? He was the president, a wonderful man. In 1960, he ran against Kennedy, and my dad introduced me to him. And it was incredible. My dad was one of the greatest inspirational speakers I've ever heard in my life. And when I was 14 years old, I watched him do a speech with Franklin Delano Roosevelt's son.
Hmm.
And I said, I'm going to become an inspirational speaker. And that's what I've been doing for 55 years.
You know, my son was so impressed with you after you had called me. Eric just loves you. And Nick just thought so highly of you. And Eric goes, my gosh, Mom, I saw him in Arizona. And there were thousands and thousands of people in the auditorium. And he just had all their attention. And I said, that is so amazing. And but really, you know, I know we have 15 minutes left and I have to have you back on the air. But tell us the story, what happened when you said you died and went to heaven and God spoke to you.
The first time I died was 1973. And I was living in Miami and I was going to visit a friend of mine in Tallahassee, Florida, at Florida State University. And I had a dream that night that I died in a car crash. And I told my mother that. And she goes, Kent, you can't go. I said, Mom, God's given me a warning. Be careful.
Wow.
Sure enough, I died in a car crash. And I went to heaven. And heaven is real. Believe me, it is absolutely real.
What did you see when you went up to heaven? Do you remember any of that?
I remember it very clearly. It was this most beautiful home, this house that I've ever seen in my life. And it was in a bay, and half of the house was above water. The other half, the basement, was a window all the way across the bottom, and it overlooked the bay, and the fish would come in and look at me and talk to me.
Oh, my God, and you have your own aquarium.
Oh, God, yeah, God gave me that as a gift.
Wow. So that was your house that you were seeing, you think?
Yeah. It was my heavenly home. And another great story is my mother passed away 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was sitting in the hospital room with her, and she called me, and she goes, Kent, she goes, I go, you sound like your voice is shaking. She goes, Kent, Mom's talking to all of her dead relatives in the room. And she goes, this is what my house is like in heaven. And I have 13 new friends that I'll be living with. And she passed away that day.
Wow. But you also said God spoke to you.
God did talk to me. And
take us through that journey, because I know people are so excited to hear what God said to you.
Oh, I sure will. So I'm up there in heaven, and I'm talking with God. And God said, Kent, you can stay here with me, or you can go back. And I said, Father, I need to go back to earth so I can serve you. And all of a sudden, I floated through the hospital ceiling and landed back into my cot and woke up. And there I was, back on earth.
Did you see God, or was it his voice? How, like, was it strong? I mean, what was it like?
No, I saw God.
Wow.
I saw God. And let me tell you something. He's angelic. He's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And the longer I was with him on the other side, I was losing my earthly consciousness, and I was going into a divine consciousness of all wisdom throughout the ages. And he gave that to me as a gift.
Well, did you notice your body, was it different at all in heaven when you were there? I mean, was it like...
Yeah, I didn't see my body. I could see, but I did not see my body, but I was fully aware of what was going on. It was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
And I'm a Christian, and I'm a believer in God and Lord Jesus the Christ. A lot of people call him Jesus Christ. No, his last name was not Christ. He was Jesus the Christ. And I've had a lot of experiences with him. I just read a book called Jesus and Mastership.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy who downloaded Jesus talking to him. And Jesus told him about his entire life, personalities, what they looked like, what his disciples were like, and so on.
Hmm.
I couldn't put the book down.
Hmm.
And so now I'm a minister at Unity of Tempe.
Mm-hmm.
Unity was founded by his husband and wife in the 1920s, I believe. And I'm a regular churchgoer because I need to have that nourishment the remainder of my week.
Well, how did that experience change your outlook on life, and how did it change you?
Well, it changed me in many ways, as a matter of fact. You know, this journey here on Earth is just a temporary experience. And it's not about how much money do you make or where you live or, you know, what kind of house do you have. And but I say deep prayers and meditation 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I include Una, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And but meditation is so important, and prayer. It's just wonderful.
Well, somebody on TikTok, because we're live on TikTok on Dawn Reese Show, they're asking, what did God look like when you saw him?
God was angelic. It was almost like a ghostly figure, and it was light. He was just filled with gold light.
Hmm.
And it wasn't like a physical body, but it was an experience of energy.
Hmm.
It was just incredible. And it changed my life. I mean, every day I wake up to serve the Father. I really do.
You know, I know they say bent knees break chains. And I know we have a situation in our family where I'm praying about a situation, this curse that people don't talk to each other, you know, because of a circumstance or something that happened. And my mother had the same thing with her sister. And I can talk about this because she's passed away. But she had stole her will of the father. And long story short, they didn't talk for years until she was at the funeral. And, you know, and we have something kind of going on that in our family with somebody. And I'm just believing that God will just break that curse of, you know, life is so fast, everybody, and to enjoy it to the fullest and put God first, you know, you have your one, I have my 1-year Bible every morning that I read. And, you know, and with Nicholas passing away, he showed up in my dream wearing white and had white teeth, and he looked so good. And you knew Nicholas, the best personality in the world, my son. And he looked at me and he said, Mom, I'm okay. I'm here just to give you a big hug. The next dream I had, my parents showed up, both of them, and they don't show up in my dream, both of them. It's like once in a while. And they showed up at my door, and I looked at them, and I started to cry in my dream. And I said, Nicholas, and my mom hugged me, and she goes, he's okay. He's okay. And we just came to give you a hug. So those are the feelings that, you know, when people say, how are, you know, they look at me and they go, oh my God, I know you've had a rough year. I'm like, oh, you have no idea, you know. But all the books that people wrote that died and went to heaven has helped tremendously. You know, we just had my father-in-law pass away. My mother-in-law, her third husband, he's 9 to 5, had a great life, just passed away. And, you know, you just take it for granted, for, you know, enjoy the moments and the memories, because they'll be on Facebook and you'll be going, wow, where did that year go? And where did that person go? And, you know, make sure that you enjoy that to the fullest.
You know, when I was talking with you the other day, the word namaste came into my head, N-A-M-A-S-T-E.
Right.
And what that means is, I behold the Christ in you.
Mm.
It's from ancient Sanskrit in India.
Oh, wow.
And, so namaste to you, my love.
Oh, thank you. So what are your motivational speaking engagements about?
Oh, gosh. My latest book is...
Wait, you wrote a couple books? Oh, hold on. What kind of, you wrote books? They're for sale?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't sell them. I give them away as gifts.
Oh, gotcha.
And, so the last one I wrote was Live, Love, Laugh, Levity Equals Longevity.
Oh, and that's beautiful.
I said, Father, I need the name of my next book. And I kept hearing this word over and over again. And all of a sudden, he gave me a whole nother title of a book, and that's going to be my next one coming up. So I'll make sure you get a copy of it.
I would love that. And anytime you're in Florida, we'd love to take you sailing. You know, we have a sailboat charter called sunkisscharters.com. And I have to shout this out because we're going to run that commercial. I don't know if Bobby did yet, and I'll find out. Sunkisscharters.com is $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. And if you have 6 people, it's only $50 a piece. You got a captain, restroom downstairs, bring your own food, your own drinks. It's amazing. And we'd love to take you out there as well. And tell us one of your favorite stories about Nicholas, my son, that he just, you know, he really spoke highly of you.
Well, when your boys were living here in Arizona, I spiritually adopted them.
Oh, thank you.
I knew they were looking for guidance and so on, and
yeah.
I spent private time with all your boys every day.
Wow.
Every single day.
Wow.
And they were wonderful. And, you know, even your former husband, Pat, I mean, I only saw the good in him.
I mean, yes, I mean, I'm happily married now, but I will say that, you know, back in the days, you know, he was a football player and he had a Marquette University scholarship. And, you know, but once you get into like big time, I mean, my thing was, but that was with big time gambling. And it was just a lot, you know, at that time. I mean, I married him twice, divorced him twice, of course, you know, but the last time I said for richer, richer, poor and poor, but then the Silver Bells Wedding Chapel broke down and burned down. And, but God just gave me a wonderful husband named Bert. And I know Pat has passed away and, you know, we pray that he made it to heaven. Oh, that's a family thing. We're like, well, we hope Pat got in. You know, I don't know how he got his way into heaven, but you know, but he did say the last week. He said to me, "I'm sorry for everything I've ever done to you." When that was pretty powerful to me, you know, on his deathbed.
That's very powerful.
Very much so.
My son's TV show. My son on the internet has a TV show called Voyage.
Oh, really?
Trekkers, T-R-E-K-K-E-R-S, Voyage Trekkers.
Huh.
And it's a comedy. And he plays Captain Sunstrike.
Oh, my gosh, I'll have to check that out.
It's the most inept crew in outer space, and it's hilarious.
Well, you'll have to send me that link on there.
Adam Reaney, R-I-N-I.
R-I-N-I.
Voyage Trekkers.
Is he a singer?
Oh, he's a comic.
Oh, a comic. Oh, okay. Does he go on tour?
Yeah, an actor. Oh, yeah. I mean, he took first place in Comic-Con the last 5 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
A comedy show on the internet.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
So look him up.
I will. Ken, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the air. And people are asking, are you on TikTok?
You know what? I'm not very good on the computer. computer. I don't even know what TikTok is, but maybe you and I can have that conversation again so I can get on there.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Grateful guy on the internet.
Right.
You'll see me.
Well, if somebody wants to get your book from you, what you have like 4 minutes. What is your book about?
Oh, my gosh. It's a book on the 15 areas of spiritual development.
Oh.
And I worked hard on that for 5 years. And God downloaded 15 things that you can do to open up your Christ consciousness.
Hmm.
And, yeah, and also I'll give you my phone number. It's 602-881-0196. And I'll repeat that for you. 602-881-0196. And if anybody wants to call me, I would love to talk with them. And, oh, by the way, Dawn.
Yes.
I am a single man. If you know any beautiful, gorgeous, spiritual ladies in Florida, I'll come out there.
I have one in Tennessee, and she's like in the same thing that you are. Like, she's adorable. Jacqueline, if you're listening, I've got somebody for you.
Oh, I'm available.
Oh, that's so sweet. We'll have to do a dating show.
Do everything that a young man can do.
Well, Candace, it's a pleasure. I just want to let everyone know, Stand Up for News is next. We have a bunch of comics that are on the air. And this guy used to be a comic, James, and he did the comedy circuit. And so you have to come on Stand Up for News one of these days with him as well. James, come in here for a second. Hold on. And I met him, and I did my stand-up comedy after many years. Take the mic and headsets real quick. Here,
this is my co-host, WrestleMania.
Yes, here, just put your headsets on real quick.
We have
two minutes. This gentleman in Phoenix, he's a stand-up comic.
Hey.
And the microphone. So, say hi to him and tell him right there. No, he's on the air.
He's
not on TikTok.
Phone.
No, he's on. He's on right here.
Well, I've got kind of an already a joke for him that he can use for his comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
Husband and wife.
What's your name?
Bed, right? Kent, K-E-N-T.
How you doing? I'm James.
He's over and he's touching her top, right? And she smiles, and then he's reaching down for the cookie, and he stops, and she goes, "Why'd you stop?" He goes, "I found the remote." That's a bad one, isn't it?
I like this one. You heard my other one the other day. We have about 2 minutes. I went to Walmart. I picked up my, I call her just family member, and she dated my son. And we went to Walmart at 11 o'clock, and I told my husband I had the worst Walmart checker in the world. I could, not eat the onions. I couldn't, it was me.
I love it.
And the lady overcharged me. I was going to buy my husband this nice little, what is it called, Arctic Air. And I thought it was $10. And then she overcharged me, and she didn't take it off. And I was like, why is my bill so high? And I looked down, and I went back, and I said, by the way, you didn't take it off? And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. She's trying to keep $30. I am so good at looking at receipts. But, Ken, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air. Next week, hold on a second, we have a casting director that's coming in, and she's looking for talent for movies, commercials, TV, and film. And we're especially excited to have Kelly on the air with us. Kelly Turner.
Oh, man.
Hey, you can friend me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. James wants you to friend him.
Friends. What's your last name?
I'll get you it. I'll send it.
Okay. We might be friends on Facebook already.
Yeah, he's going to have Tommy Chong on, in 2 weeks?
Next week.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Tommy's going
to call in, and we'll interview him.
Open smoke, baby.
Love that guy.
Well, Ken, it's a pleasure. God bless you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen. If God wakes you up in the middle of the night, don't go to the refrigerator. Get down on your knees and start to pray, because he's waking you up to pray for somebody in your life. I'm Dawn Reese. This is Miracle Stories, and we'll play the Miracle Stories song right now while we continue to stand up for news. Ken, I will talk to you very soon after the show.
All right.
Bye, everybody. God bless you.
People, they all look the